listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Health Care, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. Gotta be San Diego.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Scott High School, the southern part of Covington. I'm Dan Manley, glad to be with you tonight for the championship game of the 10th Region Softball Tournament here at Scott High. On a beautiful evening for softball, and it's a couple of old competitors, Harrison County and Montgomery County, going to square off here. The Phillies are the two-time defending 10th Region champions. They have beaten Montgomery County 10 games in a row in the last 24 games these two teams have played. It's an even split, 12 and 12. But in the last few years, it's been Harrison County with the advantage. And last year, the Phillies picked up a victory in the championship game to move on to the state as they beat Montgomery County by a score of 7-4. 2 years ago, 7-6, Harrison County won. Last two regional championship games, these teams have been involved. Harrison has won both by two runs and a run, and we're expecting an exciting game tonight. Harrison County, just as the season has gone along, you have to feel like they maybe have a little advantage on the mound. Bella Persinger has just been terrific. She has won 100 games now, just picked up her 100th victory in the semifinal round. A right-hander who throws with a lot of speed and has had a lot of success. Montgomery County's pitchers have done well, but you figure give a little advantage to Harrison County there. Montgomery County hitting the softball, they have done a little bit better. Those people who would say that big games pitching will beat hitting a lot of times would give Harrison County a little bit of an advantage tonight, but we're going to see what happens. We'll come back and take a look at starting lineups. The Phillies under Chad Persinger are 34-6. They won seven in a row. Matt Puckett's Lady Indians are 30-6, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Captains and coaches are around home plate right now. meeting with the umpires. Let's look at the lineups. Harrison County will be the visiting team. Sophomore first baseman Shy Ross will lead things off for the Phillies, followed by sophomore right fielder Emma Hamm. At third base, batting number 3, Owen McCoy, a junior. Designated player Savannah White, a senior, hits in the number 4 position. She's batting for sophomore second baseman Lexi Highlander. It'll be Bella Persinger on the mound. The sophomore bats in the number 5 spot. Hitting 6th is junior center fielder Allison Dye. Trista Ritchie, the senior shortstop, bats number 7. Hitting 8th, senior left fielder Marissa Taylor. And batting 9th, Bailey Hudgens, the junior catcher. So it's Ross at first, Hamm in right, McCoy at third, White the designated player batting for Highlander, the second baseman, Persinger pitching, Dye in center, Ritchie at short, Taylor in left, Hudgens behind the plate. For the Montgomery County Lady Indians, Lily Hill will lead things off, and the freshman will be on the mound to start the game. We expect to see Coach Matt Puckett probably use both of his pitchers in this game, both Lily Hill and Riley Martin. Martin will start at first base. Reagan Oney, the senior catcher, bats number 2. Oney has homered in 7 consecutive games, and that's a state record now. Nobody had ever done that before in Kentucky, and Oney also has tied the state record for home runs in a season with the home run she hit last night. It was number 23 of the year. Sarah Zink, junior shortstop, bats number 3rd. Then junior third baseman Madison Cox hits 4th. Martin, the junior at first base, batting number 5, and Addison Rogers, junior center fielder, bats 6th. Senior designated hitter Emily Brock will bat number 7, and she's hitting for the freshman right fielder Hagen Stills. Senior left fielder Taylor Pate will bat number 8, and junior second baseman Jaden Oney hits in the number 9 spot. It's Hill pitching, Oney behind the plate, Zink at short, Cox at third, Martin at first, Rogers in center field, Brock the DH batting for Stills, the right fielder, Pate in left, and Jaden Oney at second base. Those are your lineups. It's a beautiful setting here, really. You have trees out beyond the outfield fence. I think it's a really pretty good hitting background. You do have people that go out and sit on a little rise beyond the outfield fence, that people moving around a little bit could possibly be a very slight distraction, if anything. But field's in good playing condition, and we're about ready to go. We'll be back and be ready for the start of tonight's game after we step out. A couple of minutes, you're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
It's Furniture World Superstore's incredible Memorial Day sale with low, low holiday prices. Buy a leather reclining sofa with power headrest, just $11.99. Get the matching love seat free, plus half off select items. Living rooms and dining sets, half off. Bedrooms and mattresses, half off. Plus up to 60 months financing. The Memorial Day sale on now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word, get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President at People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Billy's being introduced right now to the crowd. We just had the national anthem. The Harrison County Club dressed in white uniforms, maroon socks, and maroon numerals and trim. Montgomery County is in gray, blue stirrups, and blue numerals trimmed in white. A little red piping on the uniforms down the sides. Montgomery County in the first base dugout tonight. And their crowd just off to our right. Harrison County fans are just off to our left, and you'll be able to hear them when something happens tonight. Lady Indians are taking the field as they are introduced. Hill and Reaganoni. Cox, Zink are already introduced, and Martin trotting on down to first base. Rogers will head to center field, and Emily Brock, the DH, and here's Taylor Pate, who made an excellent catch last night. Montgomery County won 16-6 last night, trailed 2-0 going to the third inning. Harrison County, 13-2, their victory over Campbell County, and they didn't leave anything to chance. They got five runs in the bottom of the first, five in the bottom of the second to break on top, 10-0, and coasted in from there. Here's Lily Hill on the mound for the Lady Indians. Hill coming into the game with a 12-1 record and a save, 3.80 earned run average, has struck out 85 batters in 81 innings, allowed 52 runs, 44 of those earned, and 75 in 81 innings. Right-hander, is a freshman, got a good amount of experience, even though she is a freshman, but she's facing a Harrison County team that comes in these statistics for Harrison County don't have the last two games on them, but a .363 batting average coming into the tournament. They've had a potent season at the plate, played a good schedule. Well, we've battled throughout the season. A lot of people would have expected, I think, this to be the matchup that we're getting in the regional final, and there we go. Shy Ross will lead it off. She bats .448, 13 doubles, 5 triples, 10 home runs on the season. Ross, a right-handed batting sophomore, strong, works close to the plate from the right side, and a swing and a miss on Hill's first pitch for strike one. It's Ross and Ham and McCoy to bat. The one strike pitch is a grounded to third, bobbled. Cox picks it up and throws it away down the first base line. And starting on to first, second base, but then decided to come back as they recovered it quickly. Tough play for our Madison Cox, but she erred on the play. So Harrison County has a leadoff base runner. And Emma Hamm will come to the plate. So here's Hamm, a .400 batting average for her. 10 doubles and one home run. Hits the ball high in the air out to center field. Rogers moves a little bit into left center and makes the play, and there's one out. Here's Owen McCoy, junior third baseman. McCoy, a .396 batting average. She has three home runs on the season, seven doubles, has driven in 32, third on the team, and runs batted in. And Savannah White, the designated player, senior, moves on deck. Hill delivers, and a swing and a miss at a pitch that was up in the strike zone, and it's no balls and one strike. Early lead in this game, a either team would like to have it, unless it's a pretty significant lead, it may not mean much. Here's the one strike pitch and a swing and a miss. And Hill jumps ahead. No balls, two strikes. So McCoy down in the count. Works up high in the batter's box toward the pitcher, Hill. And the two-strike pitch is hit well to left field, but right at Taylor Pate, who makes the catch. And there are two outs. So a fly to center, a fly to left, and here is Savannah White, who has 12 doubles, 6 home runs on the season. She's got a .382 batting average. The senior has driven in 37 runs. She's second on the team in RBIs. And the pitch is hit high in the air and foul over near the first base dugout and going over. And Riley Martin makes the catch right in front of the Montgomery County dugout. And the side retired. So after the leadoff error, Harrison County goes quickly. No runs, no hits, and a runner left. And we'll go to the bottom of the first. No score, Harrison and Montgomery. Lady Indians coming to bat when we come back in 90 seconds.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Lily Hill leading off against Isabella Persinger and slaps the first pitch into left field for a base hit. So Montgomery County has a leadoff base runner in the bottom half of the first, and here is Reagan Oney coming to the plate. Oney, right-hand batter. Persinger delivers, and that first pitch is down in the dirt for ball one. Oney with a .602 batting average coming in to go with those 23 home runs, 72 runs batted in on the season. She bats with Zink waiting to bat next, and that pitch is inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Persinger with good velocity. Swing and a miss. Oney swung through that pitch that I didn't look like maybe she took a little something off that one. Over the inside part of the plate. Oney out of the box for a moment. Back in. Ready and waiting. And there's a ground ball. Gloved at third base. The throw, and they get Oney. Moving on to second is Hill to get in scoring position. So one out for Sarah Zink. Zink's batting .516. She has 10 doubles, 2 triples, 11 home runs, 46 runs batted in, and could put Montgomery County on the board here with a base hit, perhaps. Hill running at second base. That pitch is in for a strike. Zink, almost like she wasn't quite ready for that one, and let it go by. She bats with Madison Cox on deck. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Takes that pitch down low. One ball, one strike count. Reds lose today at Great American 5-3. Tried to rally in the late innings against the Cardinals, but didn't happen. Here comes the 1-1. Ground ball left side, glove by the third baseman, looks heel back and throws her out. Nice play made there by Owen McCoy, the junior. And so there are two outs, and it's up to Madison Cox. Cox, right-hand batter, 426 batting average, 16 doubles, 2 triples, 8 home runs for Madison Cox. She has 51 runs batted in. Ground ball right back to Persinger. Easy play, and the inning is over. So Montgomery County gets a runner to second base with one out, but that's it. Persinger with a relatively easy first inning, and we played one. Harrison County, Montgomery County, nothing, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Bella Persinger leads off the Harrison County second and takes a strike from Hill. Persinger hits from the left side. She's not real tall, doesn't have a big strike zone for Hill to work with. There's a ball line and stared by Madison Cox. Picked it off toward the line. But it was a big play. That took an extra base hit away from Harrison County's Bella Persinger, and there's one out. Here's Allison Dye, junior center fielder. Dye, a 409 batting average. A couple of doubles, only two extra base hits. Left-hand batter and kind of ran up on the ball a little bit and took it low and away for a ball. Cox was already playing in several steps in front of the bag at third base. Dive bats with Richie on deck. Runs up again, and it's 2-0. This is a player you'd like to keep off the bases because you've got Richie coming up next, and Richie is a player with some power, ability to hit it in the gap. Hill pitches, and that pitch just misses outside. It's 3-0. Didn't miss by much with that one, but a little bit off the plate. So Hill is behind 3-0. You can bet that Dye will be taking right here, I would suspect. That strike came right down the heart of the plate. Let's see if Dye goes back to work or would even look at another strike. Junior center fielder wears number 5 on her back. Hill deals, and it's just off the plate outside. So Hill with the first walk issued in the game to Dye. And here is Trista Ritchie. Senior shortstop, and again, Richie has 16 extra base hits on the season, third in RBIs for the team, and hits the ball high in the air into shallow right field and coming on as Stills and makes the catch. And there's one away. There's a big pitch and a big out right there for the second out of the inning. Here's Marissa Taylor, senior left fielder. Taylor, a .287 batting average. She has three doubles and three home runs. Has some power. Getting a runner at first base. That pitch is up high for a ball. 1-0. Baseball action going on tonight in the 10th Region Tournament at Bourbon County. Continuing opening round play. Hill pitches, and that is in for a strike. Umpires delaying calls a little bit, but you have to wait on that one. Hill right down the heart of the plate with that one. And the 1-1 and just misses up and away. Two balls and a strike. Taylor did a good job of laying off that pitch. Here's the 2-1 and a swing and a miss. Went right through that high fastball. 2-2 the count. We're scoreless here. Two outs, top of the second inning for Harrison County, and Hill delivers, and oh, that's strike three. Called out on strikes. Hill with her first strike out of the game. Harrison County in the second, no runs, no hits. The runner who walked left on base, and we go to the bottom of the second. Martin Rogers and Brock up for Montgomery County when we return in 90 seconds.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Mr. Hamburglar.
Bravo, bravo.
He said, of all the McDonald's burgers I've ever hamburgled, these are the hottest, juiciest, and tastiest.
Get a double cheeseburger, medium fries, and medium soft drink like Dr. Pepper for just $6. Price of participation may vary comparison to prior classic burgers.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Junior Riley Martin, 419 batting average, steps in, hitting right-handed, leading off for Montgomery County. Persinger delivers, and that pitch is taken, down low. It's a two-ball, one-strike count to Martin, leading off the second. Rogers and Brock to follow her to the plate here. Bella Persinger, 100 wins already. Here's a ball peeled foul right side, and it's all even at two balls and two strikes. With a couple of seasons left, Persinger certainly has a chance to become the all-time winningest pitcher in Montgomery County softball history, or in Kentucky softball history. There's a foul by Martin over off the Harrison County dugout third base side, and count stays at two balls, two strikes. Persinger with 21-4 record on the season. Pitches make that 22-4. That pitch misses outside. It's a full count of 3-2. So Martin trying to work her way on to start the Montgomery County second. Persinger, the payoff is a ground ball left side. That'll get into left field for a base hit. Martin get that one just by the Harrison County third baseman Owen McCoy. And here is Addison Rogers. Montgomery County's second hit of the game. Rogers, the junior. And she comes in with a .359 batting average. Has seven doubles and four home runs. Has some power. Shows bunt and lays it down. Persinger will get it. And, oh, they bobble the ball at first. And everybody's safe. They were going to get the run to second anyway, but as it turns out, that'll be a sacrifice. And then the runner is on the air to the first baseman. And there are runners at first and second with nobody out. The Indians come to the bottom part of their order. It's Emily Brock who bats. Next right-hand batter takes the first pitch over the outside part of the plate for a strike. Brock hitting 361 on the season. Just six doubles and three home runs. Swing and a miss. She got started a little early on that pitch, and she's down. No balls, two strikes. Persinger certainly looking for the strikeout here with two on and nobody out. Brock digging in, trying to put the ball in play. That ball is just off the plate outside. One ball, two strikes. Didn't miss by much with that one. Tough pitch to take right there. I'd say Brock, she's apt to swing at about anything right here. And again, an off-speed pitch. Just took a little something off of it and a swing and a miss. And that's the first out of the inning. So first strikeout of the game for Persinger, who has struck out now. Coming in, it struck out 192 in 150 innings. And here is Taylor Pate, senior left fielder. Big spot for her. Swing and a miss. Kind of free swinging there on a pitch that was up and away. Pate, 274 batting average. Hit a couple out of the park on the season. The one strike pitch, and she's late on that one. And it snowballs two strikes. Jaden Oney waiting on deck. So Persinger ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. And a swing and a miss. And again, she swung at two pitches that were well out of the strike zone there. Back-to-back strikeouts after the Lady Indians get two on, and it's up to Jaden Oney. Jaden had to leave the game last night. Had a little sugar problem. 313 her batting average, seven doubles, couple of home runs. She has driven in 21, would like to get another one right here. Here's a ball hit off the glove of the third baseman, and here's the runner coming to the plate, and here's the throw coming in, and she's safe. Coach Persinger is coming out to argue the call, and let's see if they're going to confer. Boy, this is, if they take a run away from Montgomery County here, it's going to leave a bad taste in the Lady Indians' mouth after last season, I can tell you. If it stands, Montgomery County has taken a 1-0 lead on the base hit by Oney off the glove. The third baseman and runners move to second and third. So the Lady Indians take a 1-0 lead. Martin crossing the plate. Rogers moves to third. Oney to second, and the batter is Lily Hill, who will step up with a chance to really help herself out here. Had a base hit to start the game. Got left stranded at second base. Here's Persinger ready. And the first pitch. Check swing, and it's up high for a ball. 1-0. Oney on deck. Montgomery County with a real opportunity here in the bottom of inning number two. Have a run on the board. That pitch is in for a strike, and it's all even at 1-1. She's after Hill slapped that ball to left field her first time up, she has worked her in close to the plate, close to her, the inside corner of these pitches. There's a ball popped up, and that's an easy play in foul territory. They come over, and the first baseman comes in, Allison Dye, to make the putout, and the inning is over. But Montgomery County does get a run. They do it on a couple of hits. They leave a couple runners on, and there was a Harrison County error. So we've played two innings, Montgomery County with a 1-0 lead, and we'll be back 90 seconds from now.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Here is Bailey Hudgens leading off for Harrison County in the second. Has fouled a pitch off and taken ball one. It's one ball, one strike. Hudgens, junior catcher, and comes into the game batting 286. A couple of doubles and a triple on the season, and Lily Hill misses up high and is down the count. Two balls and a strike after Hudgens. We're back to the top of the batting order for the Phillies here in the top half of inning number three. There's a ball popped back out of play to even things at 2-2. Montgomery County with a run there in the bottom of the second to take a 1-0 lead. Slight open stance by Bailey Hudgens, and the 2-2 is a grounder right back to Hill, who gloves and throws her out. One gone here in the top of the third. Here's Shy Ross, who reached on an error. Madison Cox, pretty sure handed at third base, just kind of bobbled the ball, and Ross got down the line quickly and able to end up at first base on the air. First pitch is taken for a ball. And there's ball two. She is right on top of the plate. There's a ball pop foul back out of play, and it's 2-1. After Ross, it'll be Emma Hamm who will bat for Harrison County. So two ball, one strike count. Lily Hill pitches, and the ball is hit well out into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here, and we're tied at a run apiece. So the first hit of the game for Harrison County is a home run off the bat of Shy and Ross, and it's her 11th home run of the season. So we're tied at one out, and Emma Hamm will be the batter. Waiting while they get some softballs brought into the umpire. And the batter will be Emma Hamm, who flied out to center field her first time up. Ross hit that ball just into left center field. Off-speed pitch floats in there for a strike. 0-1. McCoy is on deck. So the 1-0 lead quickly is gone from Montgomery County. We're right back where we began. There's a ball hit into right field and going back, and Stills makes the catch. And there are two outs. And Owen McCoy will bat. She flied out to left field her first time up. All these girls have power. I mean, there are a bunch of players in this game that can hit home runs. Here is Hill's first pitch to McCoy, and it's at high down the right field line. It's going to be in foul territory. Nobody can get to it. Jay Noni gave chase. She had the best shot. Just couldn't quite get there. Everybody will go back to their spots, and there's one strike to count on McCoy. White would bat next if she can keep it going. McCoy batting number three in the batting order. McCoy in and waiting, and Hill delivers, and a ground ball. Shortstop, Zink, gloves. She throws in time, and the inning is over. But Harrison County comes back. They get a run on their first hit of the game, the home run by Cheyenne Ross. Nobody left. We'll move to the bottom of the third. Only Zink and Cox will bat for the Lady Indians when we return in 90 seconds.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new Peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Reganoni leads off. The Montgomery County third swings and fouls it back. Down a strike, grounded out to third baseman Owen McCoy, her first time up. Right-hand batter. Persinger delivers, and the ball is popped into shallow right field, and coming on and making the play out there is Emma Hamm, and there's quickly one out here in the Montgomery County third, and the batter is Sarah Zink. Zink grounded out to third base as well in the first inning. Montgomery County a run, three hits, an error, two left. Harrison, as Zink swings and misses at the first pitch to her. Harrison a run, a hit, an error, and two left. Lady Indians bat here in the home third in this 1-1 tie. One strike pitch. They set up outside, and the pitch misses up and away. Ball and strike the count. Every batter in a game like this, every batter you get on, you feel like really helps you, even if you leave runners stranded, because it gives somebody else a chance to bat. There's an off-speed pitch, and it's a good one. In for a called strike, and it's 1-2. So Zink, down a ball, two strikes. Persinger pitches, and it's, again, up and away. She's two pitches she has missed with have been in about the same spot, and it's all even at two balls and two strikes. And a break-even pitch and a swing and a miss. Got her on an off-speed pitch. Third strike out of the game by Persinger. Two outs and nobody on. And here's Madison Cox, who hit a little number back to Persinger her first time up. Martin is on deck. Cox in and waiting. Persinger pitches way up high for a ball. Cox Actually, they have a real big strike zone to work with. Persinger is one ball pitch, and that's way up high. It's 2-0. Cox has walked only 9 times. She is up there to swing the bat. Let's see what she does. 2-0, and she peels it foul down the right field side, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Persinger's ready. Cox is waiting. That pitch is down inside, bounces away from the catcher, and it's a 3-ball, 1-strike count. We are 1-1, bottom of the third inning. Cox waiting on the 3-1 offering from Persinger, and it's foul back, and we're full at 3-2. The count. Here comes the payoff from Bella Persinger, and it's high and away, ball 4. So Cox is a 2-out base runner ahead of Riley Martin, who had a base hit, and she scored the lone run in this game ahead of Jay Noni's base hit later in the second inning. Right-hand hitter. And she grounds it to the second baseman, and it bobbles it. And they throw back to second, but getting back in is Cox. And Montgomery County with runners at first and second with 2 outs. There'll be an error on the second baseman. And here's Rogers, who takes the first pitch high for a ball. Rogers laid down, she sacrificed, and then the first baseman didn't handle the ball, so she ended up reaching on an error, but no at bat. Charge fouls this pitch away, out of play, and it's all even at 1-ball, 1-strike. So Montgomery County trying to create something with 2 outs here in the bottom of the third in this 1-1 game. The ball is hit to right field down the line. That'll be in for a base hit. Runner coming to the plate. The throw is coming to the plate and safe. Sliding in is Madison Cox, and Montgomery County retakes the lead at 2-1. Well, that's an excellent slide by Madison Cox to get away from the potential tag, because it was a good throw that came in from Emma Hamm. And now Montgomery County, it's a base hit and an RBI for Rogers, and she ends up at second base on the throw, and now Emily Brock will come to bat. Well, here's a big spot right here as Emily Brock gets ready to bat. Brock was having a little trouble with her helmet, I think, and a base hit here could be a huge hit in this game. Montgomery County, though, does lead 2-1. That was Montgomery County's fourth hit of the game. Runners at second and third and 2 outs. Brock takes a pitch in for a strike. Brock was a strikeout victim her first time up. Just didn't seem to be able to time Persinger very well. Down a strike here. Lines this ball to left field, and that ball will be over the head of the left fielder. That'll get a pair of runs in. Emily Brock is racing into second base and is in there safely, and Montgomery County has taken the lead at 4-1. Ball just got beyond Marissa Taylor out there in left field. So here's Taylor Pate, who was a strikeout victim her first time up. Ball has popped up back out of play, straight behind home plate. So the Lady Indians with three runs here in the bottom of the third inning. Everything happened with two outs. A walk, an error, a single, a double. Oh, there's a pitch that hangs a little bit high to Pate. That was an excellent pitch off speed, but just hung a little bit high. And it's all even at one ball, one strike. And there's a ball popped foul down the over on the right field side, and it's a ball and two strikes now to Pate. Jay Noni waiting on deck. Persinger pitches and a swing through it, and the inning is over. So a strikeout there, two strikeouts in the inning, four in the game, but the Lady Indians get three runs. They do it on two hits. There was an error and a runner left on base. We go to the fourth, Montgomery County with a 4-1 lead on the Phillies when we come back in 90 seconds.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Do you regularly divvy up the dinner bill with friends or family? Split the cost of that check with Zelle, a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to people you know and trust right from your traditional bank account. So after you split the meal, make sure to split the cost of the dinner bill with Zelle. Learn more at traditionalbank.com/Zelle. Terms and conditions apply. Traditional Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
Senior designated player Savannah White leading off the Phillies. Fourth inning, fouls a pitch off to the right side. Hill gets up a strike. There's a swing and a miss. Hill up with an 0-2 count. Persinger to bat next, and then Dye here in the fourth inning for the Phillies. Montgomery County taking a 4-1 lead here. Hill delivers, and that one misses a little bit low. Ball and two strikes. Pretty good waist pitch. Wasn't something she could have done anything with, and not an easy pitch to take. Definitely out of the zone, though. It's a ball and two strikes. Their ball is hit well to left field, and that ball is going to be off the glove. And coming into second base is White with a leadoff double here in the fourth. Here come the Phillies. Long run out there for Pate, and she almost got to it. Hit right down the line. So runner at second base, and now they'll get a runner that'll come in. And it's Lexi Highlander, who is the second baseman. She's the flex player who White is batting for. So she's at second base now, and here's Bella Persinger. She hit a shot lined out to Madison Cox at third base. Her first time up, bats with Dye in the on-deck circle. Home plate umpire went down to the Montgomery County dugout, said something there. I don't know what that was, but he's back now, and here we go. Hill works to Persinger in a ground ball to the second baseman. Played on the big hop, on to first for the out. Moving to third base is Highlander. One gone. Here's Allison Dye, who walked back in the second inning. Hill couldn't find the outside part of the plate to her, and that pitch she did. She found the outside corner. Strike one. Runner at third base for Harrison County with one gone. Dive bats and Richie is on deck. Ground ball, left side, tough play off the glove of the shortstop. Would not have been able to throw her out anyway, but the run, I don't know if that would have scored, but I was going to call that a base hit. It was so deep in the hole, and it's 4-2 to the game. And the batter is Trista Richie, who flied out to right our first time up. Here's a young lady that could tie this game with one swing of the bat. She bats with Marissa Taylor on deck. First pitch is taken high for a ball. Montgomery County trying to protect a 4-2 lead here in the top of the fourth. There's a check swing, and that pitch is in for a strike. This is a big spot. You get in seven-inning games, once you get beyond that fourth inning, boy, players start counting numbers a little bit, and there's a pitch fouled away down the right field side, out of play, and it's a ball and two strikes. And everybody starts realizing, hey, this could be my last at-bat. For seniors, they say this could be the last time I come up as a Lady Indian or as a Philly in my career. And they press a little bit. There's a ball. They get the hit back to Hill. The second, they turn the double play. A 1-6-3 double play. Hill just reached up and snared that one. Got it to shortstop Sarah Zink, who ran across the bag on to first base to Martin, and the inning is over. 1-6-3 on the double play, but Harrison County does get a run on a couple of hits. We're midway through this 10th region championship game. Montgomery County with a 4-2 lead. We'll be back in 1 minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
It's Furniture World Superstore's incredible Memorial Day sale with low, low holiday prices. Buy a leather reclining sofa with power headrest, just $11.99. Get the matching love seat free, plus half off select items. Living rooms and dining sets, half off. Bedrooms and mattresses, half off. Plus up to 60 months financing. The Memorial Day sale on now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Jay Noni leads off for Montgomery County, swings through the first pitch for strike one. Jay Noni hitting that number nine spot, had a run scoring hit her first time up. Lily Hill, Reaganoni at the top of the order will follow her to the plate here in the home fourth. Persinger deals, and that pitch is down and in. They did make an appeal down to the first base umpire, but I didn't think she went. It's a one ball, one strike count. Persinger leans in. Now she delivers, and it's fouled straight back. And she's ahead, a ball and two strikes. Montgomery County with four runs on five hits through the first three innings have taken advantage of a couple of Harrison County errors that are not that's pretty unusual, I think, for the Phillies. That pitch is down low, and it's two balls, two strikes. So Jay Noni waits on the 2-2 and takes strike three. And I think she knew it. Pitch was right in there. She took something off of it and kind of fooled Noni. Strikeout number five, and here is Lily Hill, who has singled, and fouled out to the first baseman. Takes up and in. Ball no strikes. Reganone on deck. You never like for Reganone to come up with nobody on. You always like to get somebody on if you can. Still trying to become that base runner for her. And she's ahead. Two balls, no strikes. Back-to-back pitches by Persinger have come up and in. The 2-0. That hits the outside part of the plate for a strike. It's 2-1. Baseball action last night. It was Clark County 8-2 over Scott High. Here's a ball hit into right center field, and that'll be in for extra bases. Hill on her way to second base, and she's going to stop there. Harrison kind of does an excellent job of getting the ball in and hitting cutoff people and not letting you take that extra base. But Hill is in scoring position at second base with her second hit of the game. And Arizona, who has bounced to third and flied to right. And they're going to intentionally pass her to get to Sarah Zink. Second night in a row, Oney has drawn an intentional walk. They don't have to make those pitches, just trot on down to first base. So runners at first and second with one out. And here's Zink. Takes a strike. Again, that's over the inside part of the plate. Zink has bounced to third and struck out. Cox waiting on deck. Montgomery County, you'd have to like their chances here. That pitch is in for a call strike two as an off-speed pitch that hit the outside part of the plate. And Zink is, she's a little frustrated right now. Those two pitches, they were strikes. And the 0-2, swinging a miss. Got her to chase a fastball that was up and away. So a good job of pitching there by Persinger. As she gets strikeout number six. And here's Madison Cox, who has hit back to Persinger and has walked and scored a run. Right-hand batter, Martin is on deck. Takes that pitch down and in for a ball. We play here in the bottom of the fourth, Montgomery County with a 4-2 lead. There's a check swing, and that's in for a strike. One ball, one strike to count. Persinger's doing a nice job of changing speeds. And she throws pretty hard, so when she throws you that soft one and gets it over the plate, then comes back with the that pitch is down and in. Gets away momentarily. They throw to third. Gets into left field, but not enough for the runner to advance. And falling down at third base, out there was Lily Hill. And Coach Matt Puckett is talking to the third base umpire that she kind of got tripped up where by the third baseman who was trying to make a play. But there's not going to be any instruction there. But the runners move up. Two in scoring position now. And it's a two-ball, one-strike count to Cox. Can she deliver a base hit here? The pitch taken high, 3-1. Martin waits on deck. First base is open. Here's your pitch. Madison Cox waits. Hits it well to left field, but coming over and making the play. Out there is Marissa Taylor, and the inning is over. So Montgomery County with a threat in the bottom of the fourth, but nothing across. They had a hit. They leave two. We'll go to the fifth. Montgomery County with a 4-2 lead when we return to Taylorville, Kentucky and Scott High School in 1 minute.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com. If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Isabella Persinger, she came into this game having thrown over 2,450 pitches on the season. That's a lot. The arm is resilient in this sport. I mean, pitchers pitch and pitch and pitch and pitch. But, you know, young players over the course of a season, I think that can be pretty tough. Lily Hill gets ready to go to work on Marissa Taylor, the senior left fielder. And the pitch is taken up high and away for a ball. Hill has given up a pair of runs on three hits, including a double and a home run. And there's a ball popped down the right field line, and it will be a foul ball. And again, boy, Jaden Oney just couldn't quite get there. Got left in no man's land. Taylor still alive. Hudgens on deck, and then we'll go back to the top of the batting order with Shy Ross, who homered her last time up. So these first two batters are key for Hill, trying to keep them off the base paths. That pitch is in for a strike, and it's 1-2. So Taylor in and wait, gets very close to the plate, and that's strike three. So Hill picks up just her second strikeout of the game. Both have come against Taylor, and here is Bailey Hudgens, who hit back to Hill her first time up, 0-for-1 in the game. And the pitch, she shows bunt, and the pitch is way outside, gets away from catcher Reagan Oney for ball one. We're in the top half of inning number five. Harrison a run in the third, run in the fourth. Montgomery a run in the second, three in the third. The one ball pitch is over the outside part of the plate for a strike. All even at 1-1. Hill. Pitches, and she tries to bunt late and fouls it off. And it's a ball and two strikes. So Hill ahead in the count. 1-2. And she pitches. Swing and a miss. So Hill with back-to-back strikeouts down the bottom part of the order, 8 and 9 hitters. And now here is Shy Ross, who has reached on an error and hit a home run to left center field. One of the three hits for the Phillies and works really close to the plate. That's a strike. See where Hill tries to work in the zone to Ross. It's not easy to pitch to, I think. Swing and a miss, worked her down and away. Got a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Ham waiting on deck for the Phillies. Hill, 0-2, and it's hit to the shortstop. Long throw, can't get it there in time. That'll be an infield hit for Ross. Well, when you hit that ball past the third baseman into the hole, deep short. There just aren't the shortstops that can make that play. They're playing at the next level. So Ross has her second hit. Fourth hit for the Phillies. Here's Emma Hamm. Hits the ball in the air and foul back out of play for a strike. She has flied to center. She has flied to right. Hamm batting with Owen McCoy waiting on deck. Boy, that pitch in for a call strike. He delayed calling a little bit, but it sure looked like it was there. And it's no balls, two strikes to count. So Ham waits. Hill delivers. Ground ball down the left field line. That'll be extra base hit. Here they're going to bring the run home, and they throw, and they don't get her. Back to second base, they throw back there, and she's safe coming in. And we got a 4-3 game. Emma Hamm with a double down the right down the line into the corner. And it's 4-3 with two outs, and now Owen McCoy will come up. She has flied to left and bounced to short, and she can tie this game with a base hit. So Hill ready to go to work. McCoy waits. Oh, the off-speed pitch is in for a strike. Boy, that's a great pitch by Hill right there. McCoy is the number three hitter in the batting order for Harrison County, so she's a player they'd want up there right now. And the one-strike pitch is a check swing, and Hill is ahead 0-2. Phillies have had single runs now in three innings in a row. They're trying to add on here in the top half of the fifth. And Hill pitches. It's up and away. Ball and two strikes. So Ham ready to move out at second base. Hill delivers, ground ball picked off by Cox. The throw is in time at first base, and the inning is over. But the Phillies get a run. It all came after two outs, a single by Ross, a double by Ham. They leave a runner on base. And we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, Montgomery County 4, Harrison County 3, and we'll be right back in just a minute.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Riley Martin ready to lead things off for Montgomery County here in the bottom half of the fifth. Montgomery County nursing a long way, 4-3 lead now. Martin has singled, reached on an error, has scored twice. Right-hand batter, Persinger delivers, and it's way up and outside for a ball. Harrison County, three runs. They've had five hits, two errors, four left. Martin holds up and takes inside for a ball. Oh, no. That's like the first base umpire said, well, I called the last one no, so I'll call this one a strike. He said she went around, and there wasn't any going around on that. She easily held up. Swing and a miss. And now she's down a ball and two strikes. Well, we're right back here behind here. I hate to see, you know, if you don't know that a player is committed, and he definitely didn't know she committed because she didn't. Pitches way up and out. It's two balls, two strikes. So Martin, all even count. Rogers and Brock to follow her to the plate. This is a part of the order that had success last time up. Martin takes this one down in the dirt, bounces to the backstop, and it's 3-2. Well, regional tournament play finishing up this week in baseball and softball. State tournament action next week. the payoff pitch, and Martin fouls it back and stays alive. Softball will be at John Kropp Stadium. Baseball will begin at Legends Park. And who knows what will happen. It might stay at Legends Park, depending on what the UK baseball team does. And the payoff, and she waited on that pitch, and then at the last minute thought, hey, I better not take that, and fouls it off to the right side to stay alive. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat to Riley Martin. And the pitch takes that one down and in. And Martin with a good at-bat walks to start the Montgomery County fifth inning. They might take Martin down right here just to let her rest and get another player into the game, and it's going to be coming in for Montgomery County. Kennedy Jones has that soft cast that she wears on her left arm. She's been out most of the season, had to have some surgery, did not get a chance to play for her after the first few games, but she is on at first base now. And the batter for Montgomery County is Addison Rogers. Rogers has sacrificed, reached on an error, and singled and scored and driven in a run. Part of that three-run second inning. It's 4-3 here in the bottom of inning number five. And the pitch, Rogers takes a strike. Jones runs well at first base. And the pitch. Check swing, and that's strike two. So Rogers has fallen down. No balls, two strikes in the count with Brock waiting on deck. Here's the 0-2. She pops it foul, back out of play. Pretty good waist pitch by Persinger. Left it just a little bit off the plate outside where Rogers couldn't do anything with it but foul it off, and she did, so we'll come back and do another 0-2. That hit her. She came right at her that time. So runners at first and second. And here's Emily Brock, who doubled and drove in a pair of runs. Hit it down deep to deep left field, right down the line, her first time up. Bats right-handed, Pate is on deck. And the pitch. There's a bouncer over the mound. Second baseman will glove, drops the ball, and everybody's going to be safe. That'll be an infield hit. Second baseman Lexi Highlander was trying to make a play, and not easy to do to come racing in behind the bag. And now the bases are loaded for Taylor Pate. Montgomery County with 8-9-1 waiting to come up and bat. Taylor Pate has been up twice and struck out twice. And, well, all you can say if you're Montgomery County is she's due. I think Coach is out right now telling his team, hey, we got a chance. We get a strikeout here. We can get out of this thing without any more, without any runs crossing the plate. We're at the bottom of the fifth. Montgomery County trying to add to a 4-3 lead. And now we're going to get Stills. Hagen Stills comes in to run. Again, she's the flex player playing in right field, so she comes in to run for Brock, and Brock stays in the batting lineup. Well, here's a spot, Will Montgomery County. Will they, they've got a young player at third base. Will they try to bunt and get a run in? Let's see what they have Pate doing. Persinger's ready. Pate is waiting, and the pitch. Way up high for a ball. Ball and no strikes to count. Pate is ready. Ball is hit well out into deep left center field, and that ball is going to be off the base of the fence. One run scoring, another run coming to the plate, and the third runner will hold at third base, and Montgomery County has extended its lead to 6-3. Taylor Pate with a two-run double off the fence in left center. And the batter will be Jaden Oney with runners now at second and third. Steals at third. And she's a young base runner. Coach Puckett coaching the third base box, trying to talking to her, making sure she doesn't make a run, base running mistake here. Hadn't been in a lot of these situations. Only a single to drive in her own, been called out on strikes. Takes up high for a ball. After Oney, will be back to the top of the batting order with Lily Hill. Persinger pitches and is fouled straight back. Evens the count of 1-1. Persinger, she didn't take any time out there. Quick, she'll take a glance at the wristband, but she's ready to work. The ball fouled off to the right side, and the count is a ball and two strikes. There's nobody out here in the bottom half of the fifth. This is a big batter right here. You know, Persinger feels like she really needs to get this out, and it's fouled back. Count stays at one ball and two strikes. Persinger spins that ball around a little bit in her right hand, checks the wristband, and the pitch is on the way. And that's a call, strike three. That was a great pitch. I mean, she buried a fastball just above the knees on the outside part of the plate. Strikeout number seven. And the batter is Lily Hill, who has singled and doubled and fouled out to first base. Left-hand batter trying to help her own cause here. Pitches way up high for a ball. Hill with her 12th double of the season earlier. Takes that one. That was off the plate outside because of where we're sitting. We can see it, but it's a called strike, 1-1. Just missed a little, few inches by the off the plate, but again, the umpire looking over that inside part. It's tough to catch the outside. Here's the 1-1, and it's foul back, and Persinger gets ahead. A ball and two strikes. It's a good battle right here. Hill's only a freshman, but she is a battler. Persinger, the sophomore. And there we go with the 1-2. And it's fouled down the left field line, out of play. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. Lights are on here at Taylor Mill. Pitch is way up high there, and it's an even count at 2-2. Reagan Oney waiting on deck for Montgomery County. Persinger ready. Ball is hit right back through the middle for a base hit. That gets a run in, and they'll hold the second runner, but Hill will alertly move into second base. And it's 7-3. Hill with her third hit of the game. So Pate moves on to third. Hill advanced to second as the throw came in. And here is Reagan Oney, who is going to be intentionally walked again. Second time that Oney has been intentionally walked in this game. loads the bases with one out for Sarah Zink, who has struck out twice and bounced out to third. And Zink, you know, such a dangerous hitter. Bats with the bases loaded. Hits it to the shortstop, and it gets through the shortstop. A run scores. Another run is going to come in. They don't throw back to second base. Only has to stop there. And it is 9-3. Page scores, Hill scores. Runners end up at first and second. And here is Madison Cox. Ball is ripped down the left field line, and boy, that was the third base umpire hit the deck to avoid that getting hit with that pitch. And just a long, loud strike by Madison Cox. Cox bats with Martin on deck. This is the ninth batter in the inning. Ball is hit high in the air and deep to center field. It'll stay in the park. It'll be caught, and nobody can move up. And that's the second out of the inning. So with two outs, here is Riley Martin, who started it all when she drew a walk. See what we're going to get here. I'm not really sure what's happening here, but the umpire is making some notes. Martin's had only one home run this season. She had a bunch last year. She's strong and has some power. So Martin, who has singled, reached on an error, and walked, and she has scored all three times she has been at the plate today. Bats right-handed, and there's a chopper foul outside of third for a strike. Five runs here in the bottom half of the fifth inning to take a 4-3 lead to 9-3. Persinger pitches, swing and a miss. Martin had a big rip at a pitch that was up around the letters, but didn't catch up, and it's a no-ball, two-strike count. Rogers would bat next if the inning continues. Pitch is way up high, and stealing third base is Oney. Runners at first and third. Doesn't amount to much. Takes away a potential out at third. There's a ball ripped and caught by the third baseman for the final out. Wow. The inning is over, but Montgomery County, 10 batters go to the plate. They score five runs. They do it on four base hits. There was no errors and two runners left on base. So Montgomery County goes to the sixth with a 9-3 lead over Harrison County, and we'll be back in just a minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room,
along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Harrison County needs base runners as they come to bat here in the top of the sixth. Trailing Montgomery County now 9-3 in this 10th region title game. Savannah White, who doubled in her spot, scored a run back in the fourth inning. Fouled out to third her first time up. Hill pitches. There's a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gets away from Pate, and White is going to move into second base. That'll be a base hit and an error. So for the second time in the game, White begins an inning at second base with nobody out. Here's Bella Persinger. She is lined to third and bounced to second. Hill pitches up high for a ball. Persinger and Dye waiting to come to the plate here in the top of the sixth inning. Pitch fouled away for a strike. If you're Harrison County, you just want to say, hey, let's get a few base runners. Let's get a few hits. Let's close this gap. Get within 9-6, 9-7, and then we'll take our chances. That pitch is over the outside part of the plate for a called strike, and Hill ahead. One ball, two strikes to Persinger. Number five batter in the order. That pitch up and away. 2-2. Phillies bat here in the top of the sixth inning. Ellen is popped foul down the left field line, and our count stays at 2-2. Cool evening here compared with what we've been having. Again, Hill, 2-2, and Persinger slaps it foul back of the plate, keeps the at-bat alive. Persinger is slightly open stance, hitting from the left side. Hill, the right-hand thrower, and that one is slapped foul outside of third, so Hill putting it close to the strike zone, and Persinger fouling them off right now. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat with White out there at second base. Off-speed pitch, and she fouls it back. Would have been ball three, I think, but again, you get two strikes on you in this spot, not going to let anything you think is close at all go by. Hill not wasting any time. Ground ball. Second baseman comes up on a nice hop. Boney throws her out. Runner moves to third. And the batter is Allison Dye. Dye has walked and singled a drive in a run. So she is one for one in the game. Left-hand batter. Bats with Richie on deck. And she slaps that one foul left side for a strike. Hill has the new ball, pitches a ground ball left side, tough play, zinc glove, she throws, got her. With zinc with a rocket over to first base, the run scores. And it's 9-4. Lady Indians glad, though, to trade the out for the run in this situation. The lead's still at 5. And now Trista Ritchie fly to right and hit into a double play. Oh, the off-speed pitch. Well, it looked like that came right down the heart of the plate, but called a ball. One ball, no strikes. Ritchie hit the ball back to the mound, and Montgomery County able to turn the 1-6-3 double play her last at bat. Here's a pitch fouled off for a strike, 1-1. Bases are empty now. Marissa Taylor is on deck. And there's a foul ball down the right field line. Out of play, and it's a ball and two strikes. Here's a ball again fouled away. So the count stays at 1-2. Hill has been very proficient in her pitch count in this game. Here comes the 1-2 pitch again, and an off-speed pitch, a little pop-up, and racing in is Jaden Oney, the second baseman, to make the play, and the inning is over. So in the top of the sixth, Harrison County, no runs on a hit. Nobody left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Montgomery County with a 9-4 lead, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Leading off the Montgomery County sixth, Addison Rogers drills it deep into the right field corner and ends up at third base. A triple for Addison Rogers to start the Montgomery County sixth, and here comes Emily Brock. Bourbon County has won in baseball action tonight at home. They beat Bracken County 1-0 to move into the semifinal round. For Rogers, that was her first triple of the season. And Brock takes the first pitch up high for a ball. Brock has doubled and singled and driven in a couple of runs in this game, 2-for-3. She's had an outstanding season. The senior, 1-of-3 for the Lady Indians. Takes that pitch up high. Gets ahead. Two balls, no strikes. Roger or Brock bats with Pate on deck. Pitch is taken a little bit up and in, and it's 3-0. So Brock trying to get on the base pass again here for the third time in the game as she gets there. 3-0 is taken over the outside part of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-1. Brock's pretty much, she was taken all the way there, I think. She'll go back to work now against Persinger. Steps out of the box, steps back in, and waits. Swing and a miss. A pitch that was down and in, and she swung over top of it, and it's a full count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Persinger's payoff, foul back, we'll do it again. 3-2. swing and a miss. Got her on an off-speed pitch, swinging over the top. And that's the first out of this Montgomery County sixth. And here is Taylor Pate. Boy, Pate had a huge hit. Montgomery County clinging to a 4-3 lead and double to drive in a pair of runs. And we might... Persinger has thrown 111 pitches in the game, and we're going to get Ross, who will come on to pitch now. So, breaking the action, Montgomery County with the lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning, 9-4 over Harrison County. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Mr. Hamburglar.
Bravo, bravo.
He said, of all the McDonald's burgers I've ever hamburgled, these are the hottest, juiciest, and tastiest.
Get a double cheeseburger, medium fries, and medium soft drink like Dr. Pepper for just $6. Price of participation may vary comparison to prior classic burgers.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Cheyenne Ross comes on to pitch. She has been in 20 games, 14 as a starter, has an 11-2 record and 3.12 ERA. She's pitched really well this season, and I said 11-2. I think she's 12-2 now. So she will face Taylor Pate with Jay Noni waiting on deck here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runner at third base for Montgomery County. They lead it 9-4. First pitch is blown away for a ball. Ross, right-hander. And that pitch misses outside. It's 2-0. Just kind of a herky-jerky motion. It comes, it gets on you really quick. She's behind, though. Two balls, no strikes to Pate. Well, that pitch is called a strike. And it's two balls and a strike there. So Pate is ready. And the ball is hit into shallow right field. Coming on, it'll be an easy play. And the catch made, and no chance for the runner to advance. Is out there in right field making the good strong throw home is Emma Hamm, and there are two outs. Here's Jay Noni, who has singled a drive in a run and has struck out twice in the game. Noni, right-hand batter. Lily Hill is on deck. Pitch up and away for ball one from Ross. Harrison County in the seventh will have 8-9-1 coming to the plate. Ross ready, not wasting any time, ready to pitch. And that one's down and in, gets away from the catcher, and a run will score. So Rogers on the wild pitch comes home, and it's 10-4. Two ball, no strike count. That pitch hits the outside corner. 2-1. Ross delivers outside. It's three balls and a strike. Henry County in the game with 11 hits now. 10 runs, 11 hits. Three one. up and away, and on he walks. So now Lily Hill will bat. Hill has singled twice and doubled. He's scored a run, driven in a run, fouled out to third. She's 3-for-4 on the day. Lily Hill has had a big day for the Lady Indians. They throw down to first, but the runner safe back in. One ball, no strikes. Reganoni waits on deck. Hill came in batting 446 as, for the moment, up that average a little bit. Left-hand batter, Ross, pitches up and in, and it's 2-0. That pitch is down, bounces up there, and it's 3-0. So Lily Hill ahead in the count, 3 balls, no strikes. Montgomery County in the game has drawn 3 walks, one of them intentional. That pitch is a called strike. And it's 3-1. That pitch is up and in. So runners at first and second, and that gives Reganoni one more shot. She has been intentionally walked her last 2 times to the plate. Bounced to third and fly to right. She has homered in 7 consecutive games coming in here. Ross checks the wristband and pitches. That's a good pitch, right in there for a strike. Sometimes when you don't get a lot of good pitches, you kind of let something so good go by. Here's the one strike. That bounces to the plate, and it's 1-1. Sarah Zink is waiting on deck. And a pitch. Taken up high, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Ross delivers. Ball is hit well to center field, and I think that ball is out of here. And Reganoni given another shot, and she has just hit a home run here. And that's number 24 on the season, and nobody has ever hit 24 home runs in a year before. That's the record, and just adds to the record of hitting a home run in 8 consecutive games. And the lead grows to 13-4. She hit that to straightaway center field.
Number 7, sir.
And you can say, Honey is an equal opportunity home run hitter. He's been hitting them against anybody. Here's Sarah Zink to bat, and she pops it out of play to the right side for a strike. Sarah singled in a pair of runs her last time up. She had struck out twice and bounced to third. And Persinger had really pitched well to her. Had gotten her on pitches over the inside part of the plate that she just couldn't handle. And she's down a strike to Ross. That pitch misses down low, and it's 1-1. Madison Cox is on deck. Ball is hit to the shortstop. A little bit slow coming to her, but she grabs it and just gets her by a step. And the inning is over. But Montgomery County in the bottom of the sixth. 4 more runs. They do it on 2 hits, a couple of walks. Nobody left on base. And we go to the top of the seventh. 13-4, Montgomery County with the lead when we come back in 90 seconds.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whittaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whittaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whittaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Harrison County's leadoff batter here in the top of the seventh, Marissa Taylor. It's a towering fly ball to right field, and Stills let it get off her glove. So it's a runner at second base to start the Phillies' seventh inning. Again, they're nine runs down, but there's a pitch in for a strike to Bailey Hudgens. That's only the 79th pitch right there for Lily Hill. Again, she's thrown a lot of strikes today. And a chopper foul at the plate. And it's 0-2. She walked a batter back in the second inning. And that's been it. And there's a little pop foul right side. The count will stay at 0-2. Has only two strikeouts. But Montgomery County, an error in the first inning. Masson Cox at third base is very sure gloved, I would say, but she committed the error, and there's a pitch up and away, and it's one ball, two strikes. So Montgomery County's defense has been good before the error there on Stills. That was the second. There's an off-speed pitch by Hill, and got away from her. It's two balls, two strikes. Cheyenne Ross is waiting on deck. Hill pitches, and there's a ground ball to the second baseman. Oney on to Martin. Runner goes to third. First out of the inning. Now we go to the top of the order. Here's Cheyenne Ross, who's reached on an error, hit a solo home run, and singled and scored. So she's had a successful offensive effort today. Right-hand batter, and Hill pitches. Off-speed pitch is in for a strike. And there's a pitch fouled away. And it's a no-ball, two-strike count. Hill looking for her 13th win of the season against only one loss. Trying to go the distance today for Montgomery County. Off-speed pitch there, sails high, and it's a ball and two strikes. Emma Hamm waits on deck. Taylor waiting at third base. And the pitch hit high in the air to deep center field, but going back, room, catch made, tag, runner will come in to make it 13-5, but there are two outs. So here comes Emma Hamm, who's flied to center, flied to right, and doubled to drive in a run. She's hit the ball well today, 1-for-3. Right-hand batter, first pitch and a little number. Oney charges, gloves, flips it. They got her. Game over. And Montgomery County has won the 10th region championship for the first time in a decade. It had been a while for this program that had won a bunch over the years, but now they've won again. And Harrison County, what a great run they have had. But they go down to defeat here today. In that seventh inning, Harrison County gets another run. They do it on no hits. There was a Montgomery County error and nobody left. And the final, Montgomery County 13, Harrison County 5. And we'll be back and recap it for you. We'll return to Taylor Mill coming up in 2 minutes.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new Peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Back here at Scott High School in Taylor Mill, Montgomery County 13 and Harrison County 5, the final today. Montgomery County will take a 31-6 record onto the state tournament, and Harrison County closes out a terrific 34-7 season. And tell you what, for Coach Chad Persinger, what a career he has had in his 3 years. He's won 96 games now and lost 27 during his career. We're going to get the all-tournament team announced.
Cheyenne Ross.
Cheyenne Ross of Harrison County, named to the all-tournament team.
Allison Dye.
Allison Dye. Sophomore and a junior there.
And Emma Hamm.
And the sophomore Emma Hamm making the all-tournament team. So congratulations to those young ladies.
Montgomery County Indians, we have
Liliana Hill. Lily Hill named to the all-tournament team. What a game she had. Picks up her 13th win of the season on the mound. 3 hits and a walk. Scored a couple of runs. Drove in a run. Sarah Zink.
Addison Rogers.
Addison Rogers.
Your 10th region championship game MVP, number 11, Reagan Oney.
Reagan Oney is named the most valuable player of the 10th region tournament. Now they're going to present the
Harrison County Phillies.
Harrison County getting the runner-up trophy. And Montgomery County about to...
Put me in cold.
...get the championship award here.